Some doctors have started working with criminal psychologists to help them diagnose who in the justice system might have fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. The disorder, also known as FASD, is a brain impairment caused by fetal exposure to alcohol during pregnancy. Our reporter Catherine Gregory has been investigating this issue in a series of reports over the past couple of days. Catherine, hello. Can you explain how big a problem FASD is?
Well, public health advocates believe FASD could be a significant public health issue. It's estimated more than 500,000 Australians actually have this disorder. It actually could be far more. Now, this is because the condition often goes undiagnosed. There is a lack of awareness about it and who might have it. That's partly because FASD might manifest itself as another sort of condition like ADHD, because it's often seen as having people having big behavioural problems or learning difficulties. There is also a very wide spectrum of severity of FASD.
So how do you disentangle that? Is there any progress in trying to, you know, decide what is one thing and what is another?
There has been. So in 2016, Australia for the first time published a set of consistent guidelines for the diagnosis of FASD that all doctors in Australia need to abide by. Now, that's very much based on a Canadian model. Now, this tool, this diagnostic tool, can help explain some wild and problematic behaviours in people, particularly children. But it also, most importantly, means early intervention for children who might have it. This can help prevent a range of social problems, such as poor education, mental health problems, drug and alcohol abuse, and in many cases, a life of crime. Because many people with FASD actually end up having quite a significant problem or contact with the criminal justice system and end up in jail. I've actually been speaking to a lot of families over the past couple of days with FASD. I spoke to one Gold Coast mother whose name is Sam Pennell.
He's done a lot of crimes and things in the past to feed his alcohol and drug addiction.
Sam Pennell's referring to her 35-year-old son who is about to go through the diagnostic process for FASD. She says he's been lucky to escape jail since he's been in a lot of trouble with police.
He started stealing at a very young age, had learning disabilities, got into drugs early, alcohol, crime. He was always in trouble with the police. He has tried suicide on a few times. He's on a right medication now. It's the first time he's ever been on one that is suitable for him. And there's a huge change in him and his behaviours.
Sam Pennell runs a support group for families who are dealing with FASD and says keeping people who have the disorder out of the criminal justice system is a huge challenge.
A lot of these kids end up homeless and in jail and detention centres because they've got no guidance, no routine, no boundaries, no structure.
Dr. Doug Shelton is the Director of Community Child Health on the Gold Coast, where he also runs a FASD clinic. He says children or people who have the condition struggle with understanding the consequences of their actions.
And so they are seen to repeat the same offence over and over again, despite having suffered the consequences of it before. And then we can spiral off into a life of crime and involvement with the juvenile justice system and the adult justice system and ultimately incarceration.
That's why Dr. Shelton has been training psychologists within Queensland's Justice Department on how to diagnose FASD. That program started the beginning of last year.
So giving them the skills to go ahead with FASD assessments with a view to confirming the diagnosis. You know, there's a lot of people in jail that are there because they have abnormal brains, and that represents the failure of the education and health systems to detect, to prevent, to treat prior to that, and this is the final common pathway. You know, all credit to juvenile justice in Queensland for educating all their psychologists in more detail about FASD.
Last year, the Telethon Kids Institute found more than one third of children in detention in Western Australia have FASD. It was based on a study of the Banksia Hill Detention Centre. Catherine Crawford is a magistrate at the Children's Court in Western Australia.
Children's Court around Australia need to have the capacity through their youth justice agencies to screen for fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and, if appropriate, refer for diagnosis. Now, screening is not yet done to my knowledge, anywhere in the country, despite a knowledge, increasing knowledge, in justice and forensic health circles that FASD is a significant problem.
Magistrate Crawford says if a diagnosis of FASD is made, then the young person needs help to prevent re-entry into criminal justice.
In the criminal justice system, where rehabilitation is a primary objective, the court wants recommendations for intervention with that young person so that they can be taken up then by the various agencies that are involved with that child.
That's Catherine Crawford, a magistrate in the Children's Court in Western Australia. She says that in Western Australia, lawyers in the Children's Court are actually starting to identify the possibility of FASD and are requesting the court order an assessment for it. However, she says the world leaders in this area are in Canada, and Australia should look to what they're actually doing over there.